In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness of God.
Therefore, I am entitled. Covenant kindness.
And covenant favor.
The favor of God.
Is
among the righteous.
The
favor of God.
Surrounds the righteous.
Therefore.
It
surrounds me.
And
everywhere I go.
And
in everything I do.
I expect.
The favor of God.
To be in full manifestation.
In my life,
never again
would I be without the favor of God.
It rests richly upon
me.
It profusely abides in me.
I'm a part of the generation
that is experiencing God's favor
immeasurably,
limitlessly,
and surpassingly.
Therefore,
favor produces
supernatural increase,
promotion,
restoration,
honor,
increased
assets,
greater victories,
prominence,
preferential treatment,
petitions granted,
policies
and rules change,
and battles
won
in which I do not have to fight.
The favor of God
goes before
me.
Therefore,
my life
will never be the
same.
This is the time
of
God's favor
in my
life.
That's the favor
of God.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know about
favor, just look
back over your life.
Some
of you look back from
yesterday.
And how yesterday
is just a little moment
of what took you
a long time
to get to yesterday.
You tell me
you ain't got favor?
All the stuff
to try to bring you
down before you got
to the stage
says
you got favor.
Amen.
That card
you got in your hand
don't say you got
favor by itself.
Your
journey says
you have favor.
Old folks
said back in the day,
say, he brought me from
a mighty long
way.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
We got somebody
from a mighty long
way from St.
Kitts. Yes.
The
Caribbeans.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Talks about
literally answering the
call of God to
ensure his work
gets done. Yes.
His
gospel is spread
to the ends of the
earth.
Yes. On Friday,
March 22nd, 2004,
five
men and their
families left
safely
and
confront
comfort
from the homes of
Tennessee,
U.S.,
and boarded
the flight
to St.
Kitts
to get
their hands
to
plow
through the
rugged
heart of
68
square miles
Caribbean
islands of St.
Kitts.
Mm-hmm. Their goal
was to run as
8-inch
concrete
blocks
as they
could in
the next 4 days.
Oh, wow.
On the construction
of the future
home of Dominion
Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
The gospel
powerhouse,
brainchild
of Pastor
Calvin
wow.
O'Hazen.
I don't know what
that O stands for.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah. Amen.
Founder of Dominion
Radio Ministries,
yeah. International,
yeah.
Senior pastor
of Calvary
Baptist Church,
yeah.
Congregation,
Dr. Calvin
Hazel,
Dr. Calvin
Hazel Congregation.
Yeah. God
bless
you.
Amen.
Let me be seated
for a minute.
Say once
again that it's
a blessing
to be here.
Yes.
Amen.
I mean, after
been coming here for
some 20 years,
yes.
I'm a part
of this fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you all
can't put me out.
You'll
have a hard time getting
rid of me.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so thankful
to God for
allowing me
to be here one more
time. Yeah. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
not getting younger, I'm getting older. When I started out here, I was about 50 years old.
Amen.
I'm 72 now.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's a lot of years, folks. But God is good. And if you serve God, when you get to 72, you look like me. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here today.
Amen.
We thank God for you.
Amen.
Your faithfulness. Raising children.
Amen.
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 You are so important in the world. And sometimes you underestimate your power, your influence in the world. But you are a powerhouse.
Amen.
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 I tip my hat to all mothers. Amen. What you have to go through to bring a child into the world and to raise that child. It takes a lot.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank God I'm a father. I prefer to raise the money and bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
To the mother at home.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I tell you, I wouldn't like to go through labor and all that stuff. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm a father, and I thank God for that. Praise God. Pastor Marcus mentioned a while ago the radio station in St. Kitts, Dominion Radio. We've spoken about it many times here. And may hasten to thank you for your support to this ministry. We started the building in December of last year, and it's going up. We had some folks come in from Tennessee, some men, masons, block layers, they came there and they work on all these blocks, putting down all these blocks, and they get the building up now to roof height. We have some brochures here that we'll give out this morning to some of you. But it's up to roof height, and we're getting ready now to put the roof on.
Amen.
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 We're doing it in phases. Phase one was the foundation and the floor. And phase two is the running up of the blocks. And phase three is the roof.
Amen.
And then we get to four, where we start the plastering and so on and so forth. And then phase five is the finishing of the building. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we're getting there, and we thank you for your support, for your prayers. And we just praise God for all of you. We thank God for Stephanie.
Amen.
We love Stephanie. She's the one I make contact with all the time. Amen?
Amen.
Way back. Me and Stephanie are always tangling up with one another, but I thank God for Stephanie. Faithful, and she loved God and loved God's work.
Amen.
And we appreciate her. Of course, Pastor Adams was here before.
Yeah.
We love Pastor Adams. Amen. She came to St. Kitts. Amen.
Amen.
When we did that women conference, she was there, she spoke, and we thank God for her life, the life that she lived, and indeed for all of you. We hope to have Pastor Marcus come to St. Kitts. Amen. I hope when we are ready to dedicate the new building for Dominion Radio, you all will let him come down there and share with us.
Amen.
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 We'll make him into a preacher. But we love all of you folks, and we thank God for the fellowship we've had over the years.
Amen.
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 He's a good God.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he's a good God. All right, I want to speak to you this morning from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. And as usual, if you say the amen, we go home in 10 minutes.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, we could be out there in 15 minutes if you say the amen, because I know that's an indication that you're getting the message.
Amen.
So I don't have to waste too much time. But if you don't say the amen, we could be here for 2 hours. because I'll think that you're not getting the message. And I have to take time to preach it into you, and that is going to take a long time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So the ball is in your court, amen. Not mine, your court now. You amen the preacher, we go home early. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, there we go. All right, we're going to get some amens. We're going to get some amens this morning. All right, let's go to Exodus chapter 2. I'll read the first 10 verses of the chapter. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Uh-huh. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. Verse 10, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning for the gathering here. And we thank you, O God, that your presence is with us. And we ask, O God, that you bless us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would minister to all of us. We thank you, O God, for mothers and for their contribution to society. We pray a blessing upon all mothers here today. And Father, we ask now that you take this message and use it to inspire us, to strengthen us, and to encourage us. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I speak to you this morning on the subject, a mother's faith.
Amen.
A mother's faith. For many, Mother's Day is a joyful day to remember some of the most precious moments of our lives. For others, it is a reminder of broken relationships, tragic losses, and unfulfilled hopes. George Washington said this about his mother: "All that I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my successes in this life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." Being a mother is not for the faint of heart. It requires some tough decisions, decisions that are risky and heart-wrenching. Decisions that require faith. Faith. The Bible speaks to the vital role of women in the transmission of faith. Mm-hmm. In speaking to young Timothy, Paul said this: "When I call to remembrance the faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also." Uh-huh. Faith, faith. Keep your eye on that word, faith. Amen, amen. Faith. Because if you don't have faith, you're not going to raise children.
All right.
Come on now. You have to have faith to raise children.
Yes.
Amen. I would like for us, ladies and gentlemen, to reflect on the story of a woman who is only mentioned a few times in Scripture. Yet despite her low profile, she provides a family-drawn portrait of a mother of faith. In fact, she even made it in the Faith Hall of Fame in Hebrews chapter 11.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
The nation of Israel had been in Egypt for about 400 years. Now, all of us know that. They grew and prospered. Then after a while, they became a threat to the reigning Pharaoh. So what he did? He forced them into slavery. He had hoped to break their backs, ladies and gentlemen. But Pharaoh had another thing coming. Because they continued to grow and to prosper. Amen. So he turned up the heat a little more. Watch this. He commanded the Hebrew midwives to murder the newborn sons of the Hebrew women as they were giving birth.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Oh, yes. You see, when the devil get to moving and the devil get to interfering in our affairs, God is always there, ladies and gentlemen. He says, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you.
Yes.
No matter what you're facing in this life, God is there.
Yes.
God is standing with you.
Yes.
That's why you made it from yesterday to today.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Amen. God brought you through.
Yes.
All of us in here had our trials.
Yes.
We had our testing moments.
Yes.
We had our difficulties.
That's right.
But look at us this morning.
Amen.
We have grown, ladies and gentlemen. All because of God.
Yes.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Follow me, follow me. When he discovered that he could not rely on the midwives because they feared God, amen, he tried another approach. Amen. He told the people, oh, hallelujah, to look out for the Hebrew babies. And if they saw one, they must throw him into the Nile River. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. But God is alive.
Yes.
It was during this reign of terror that Jochebed became pregnant with her third child, Moses.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
In all this chaos and confusion, God's hand is there.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, yes. So it brings us to our first point in the message. This woman, Jochebed, had what I call courageous faith. Courageous faith, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. The writer to the Hebrews said this. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born. Because, watch this, they saw he was no ordinary child.
All right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. This is no ordinary child. This is no ordinary boy. Amen. And they hid him for 3 months. Huh? That sounds like God to me.
Yes.
I stopped by to tell you this Mother's Day that if you have Jesus, you are not ordinary. If you have Jesus, you're not ordinary. You are extraordinary.
Amen.
Glory. You're not ordinary. Huh? Some people may look at you and think you're ordinary. No, I'm not ordinary. Amen. I have Jesus. I am saved. I am a child of God. I'm not ordinary. Come on. You're different.
Yes.
And the world didn't give it to you, and the world can't take it away.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Child of God. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Somebody said the other day, if God called you to be a preacher, don't stoop so low to be the president of a country.
Amen.
In other words, the calling of God is so high.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I wouldn't give up my pulpit to be a politician. I wouldn't give up the pulpit to be the governor of a country, the prime minister, or the president of a country. Amen. This is the highest calling in the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You know why? Huh? When you get somebody saved, and bring somebody into the kingdom of God, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. That passes anything politicians can do. The scripture says, he that winneth souls is wise.
Amen.
I preached in a church last Sunday. When I got to preaching, a young man around 12 years old walked to the altar to be saved. That's what I'm talking about. Amen.
Yes.
That's why I'm preaching this gospel now for some 50 years,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen. Amen. I prefer to do this than anything in the world.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not ordinary. I am extraordinary.
Yes.
Whoa. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Look at me, man. Full of the Holy Ghost of God.
Yes.
Look at me, full of the joy of God.
Yes.
Look at me, full of the peace of God.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Yes. I'm not ordinary. I am extraordinary.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Some people want to put you in that ordinary bracket. Tell them, no. I'm not ordinary.
No.
Yes. Amen. I'm extraordinary.
Right.
I got the blessings of God, the favor of God all over me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy. And I can tell you of a lot of extraordinary things that happened to me because I'm extraordinary.
Yes, sir.
Huh? That sounds like God to me, ladies and gentlemen. That
Amen.
Sounds like God to me. Amen?
Amen.
To hide your child in defiance of the king, take courage. Amen. It speaks to a mother's love.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
These are days when women get babies and they don't even care about raising them.
So.
Come on, somebody.
So.
Amen. That's why I thank God for the church.
Yes.
Amen. For godly mothers,
yes,
who know God and will raise their children to know God.
Yes.
Come on, man. You can't be rude to your mother.
Amen.
You got to be respectful.
Yes, sir.
Come on, you all help me in the house.
Right.
Huh? My mother raised, Lord, glory to God, 5 boys and 3 girls.
Amen.
8 of us.
Amen.
But I would look at my mother. She died very young. She was 52 years old. We were all young when my mother died. But I would look at that woman when she would cook. And I watched her one day when she made sure that all of her children had food.
Amen.
There was 1 spoonful of food left in the pot. That's all she had to eat.
Amen.
But she made sure that her children were well fed. But when I saw that, that moved me. It moved me, ladies and gentlemen. I never forget seeing that. And as I grew up and became a man, I decided that my mother would be number one in my life.
Yes, yes, yes.
They sang a song some time ago, if your wife and your mother were drowning, which one would you save? That's a hard decision to make. But the song went on to say, I could get another wife, but I can't get another mother. Glory, 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 glory. I tell somebody the other day, I tried to save both of them, and all three of us might drown.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But your mother should be so powerful in your life that you respect her. You know what she went through to raise you? Come on, somebody.
That's right.
To make sure that you got a good education. Do you know the sacrifices she made to ensure, ladies and gentlemen, that you became somebody in society? You must respect that woman.
Amen.
So I decided as I grew up that my mother would have the best. So when I went to work, I would bring all my money and give it to my mother. I stopped from school at a very young age to help her with my other siblings. And I would work and bring all that money to my mother. Say, Mom, do whatever you want to do with it. Do whatever you want to do with it. But not only that, growing up as a boy, we didn't have much. We were poor. But as soon as I got to the age where I could borrow money from the bank, I borrowed money. And I made sure that my mother had a gas stove. Oh, Lord of mercy. I made sure that my mother had everything she needed. Amen. So we became very close. My mother taught me to cook. Amen.
Amen.
I don't need a cook over there. I don't need nobody to wash my clothes.
That's right.
Oh, you're not getting me. Amen. My mother taught me everything, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
I have made pancakes across America. Our pancakes now in St. Kitts pancakes. And anywhere I make pancakes in some of these churches, everybody asks me for the recipe. I say, like the Kentucky Colonel, I don't share my recipe.
That's right.
But one preacher told me right here in North Carolina, he said, we could go into the pancake making business. He said, you make, I sell, and I hold the money. Yeah. But I learned all that from my mother. When my mother died, she was teaching me to knit. My sister, who lived in New York, she died a few years ago, she knit. She made a lot of money from knitting. My mother taught her. It was my turn next because I'm after my sister, next in line. All my brothers can cook. They can do anything for themselves. None of my brothers got married.
Wow.
I'm the only one boy married. Mm-hmm. And they said to me, you need a maid. That's why you got married. You don't need a maid. We can do everything. Because that one woman taught her boys.
Yeah.
Every Sunday, one of us had to be in the kitchen with her. And she's teaching us the different things. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
And I always tell people I thank God for my mother.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Listen to this chorus. She was the first to ever love me.
Yes.
The first to hold me to her breast.
Yes.
God bless her because she's my mother.
Yes.
And she'll be the last one that I will forget.
Yes.
My mother. My mother.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I always get mad at people who disrespect their mother.
Amen.
Now listen to this, Sister Christie. I was the only child of my mother who don't talk much. The rest of them are blah, 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 blah. Amen. But I'm the only one who always quiet. Always on the quiet side. So when I got saved, and 2 years later, the Lord called me to preach. And I invited my mother when I was going to preach. She said, you going to preach? I said, yes, Mom. And she said, well, I got to come to hear you preach because you don't talk. I want to hear you preach. So that Sunday night, my mother dressed up, you know, and I dressed up. We go down to church. She was not a Christian. I remember preaching on, Are You Ready to Meet God? That was my first sermon. Are you ready to meet God? At the end of the message, my mother got up. She was right in the back of the church. And she walked to the front, and she knelt down. And I went down, and I put my hand around my mother. I said, Mom, I'm going to lead you to Christ. And I led my mother to the Lord. My mother died 1 year later. But I would go to the hospital. This is a fantastic story. I would go to the hospital and visit my mother and pray for her. But that night, when she was dying, I was working at Radio Paradise. And they called and they said, your mother is about to draw her last breath. You need to come now. I jumped in an old car I had. And I drove up to the hospital. I stood over my mother. I said, Mom, I'm going to read you the 23rd Psalm. And then I'm going to pray you into the portals of glory. She opened her eyes and she looked at me. I read the 23rd Psalm. I mean, that time my brothers and sisters, they're screaming down the hospital. The nurses are there standing. I read my mother the 23rd Psalm. When I got to the part where it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, she opened her eyes again. And she looked at me. When I finished the psalm, I prayed. And this is what I prayed. I said, God, she's coming home. Open the door and let her in. Open the door and let her in. Those nurses turned to me and they said she was just waiting for that. Because just as I got to praying, my mother drew her last breath. And she died. Amen. At 52 years old, I was just 23 years old. Amen. All my other brothers younger than me, only two sisters were ahead of me. To see how young they were, standing around there and watching our mother drew her last breath. Amen. I love my mother, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. I love my mother. Amen. I followed her around. I was with her all the time, loving her, being with her. Amen. And we all need to love our mothers. Amen. 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 I think of the woman who are unable to conceive, but have seen it as an opportunity to adopt children. That takes courage, ladies and gentlemen. I think of the mother, amen, who are married to an ungodly husband, amen, but still manage to raise their children to know God. That takes courage. Takes courage. Amen. Number two, you have been good. Amen. Jochebed had sensible faith. Yes. Amen. Yes. Watch this. After 3 months of hiding the baby, she came up with another plan. Amen. She made a basket, covered it with tar and pitch to make it float underwater. That's the same material that Noah's Ark was made out of.
All right.
Oh, y'all better wake up in here. Amen. You all better wake up in here.
Amen.
Amen. She covered it with pitch and it floated underwater just like Noah's Ark. Oh, you all not hearing me, ain't it? Amen. But look at this. God, Pharaoh's daughter, and Moses' sister Miriam. Oh, I love this. I love this. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. God always borrowed the womb of a woman when he wants to bring a great man into the world.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All you women in here should be shouting hallelujah. God always borrowed the womb of a woman when he wants to bring a great man into the world.
Amen.
Woo! You don't believe me? He borrowed the womb of Mary to bring Jesus into the world.
Yeah.
He borrowed the womb of Hannah to bring Samuel into the world.
Yeah.
He borrowed the womb of Jochebed to bring Moses into the world.
Yeah.
He borrowed the womb of Sarah to bring Isaac. Oh,
my God. That's right.
Whoa! He borrowed the womb of my mother, Edith Hazel, to bring Calvin Hazel into the world. Notice, God don't want to keep the womb. He's borrowing it.
the womb to bring a great man into the world.
Yes.
Amen. That happened in this case. He borrowed the womb of Jacob to bring Moses into the world. And we all know the story of Moses. He led 3 million Jews from bondage and oppression to the promised land, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. God is in it. And when God is in it, it got to work.
I'm closing now. Number three, the last point. Jochebed, faith was rewarded by God. Come on, y'all help me here. There's another woman. Hannah's faith was rewarded by God when she gave birth to Samuel.
Ladies
and
gentlemen.
Ruth's faith and courage were rewarded by God.
Yes.
In these words, entreat me not to leave thee.
That's right.
Or to return from following after thee.
Yes.
Man, sometimes you know in your heart, in your spirit, amen, that you're on the right track.
Yes,
amen. But the devil always going to try to get you off of that track.
Uh-huh.
It is his job, his duty, ladies and gentlemen, to ensure that you don't make it to heaven. Come on, somebody. You got to be determined in your heart, determined to make it.
Yes.
No matter what, I'm going to make it.
Yes.
Others may fall out by the wayside, but I'm going forward with God.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Amen. Some folks may want to stay home, but I'm not staying home. I'm going to the house of prayer. I'm going to the house of God. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Amen.
David
said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
Yes.
Come on. At 16 years old, I got saved. And I picked up a tambourine.
Yes.
Amen. And for 50 years, every Sunday morning, you come to my church and knock in that tambourine.
Yes.
Getting happy in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't need nobody playing the music for me.
What?
I walk into my pulpit with that tambourine in my hand, and when they strike up the music, my tambourine start playing. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I ain't going to let nobody rob my joy.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen. Some church member rob your joy.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on, church.
Yeah.
Amen. You need to look past the church member and see Jesus Christ crucified on the cross for your sins.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't want to come to church, that's your business. But I'm going to church because I know what God has done for me. God has rescued me. God has given me salvation. God has given me faith. Come on, somebody. I'm going to the house of prayer. I'm going there to praise God. I'm going there to bless God. I'm going there to lift up Jesus. If you know what I've been through last week. Oh, you're not getting this. If you know what I've been through last week, you'll understand why I'm in church Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The devil had me backed up against the wall. I have to come to church to give God praise and say, you lying devil, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Somebody give him praise.
Woo!
Glory to the Lamb of God. You have to kiss some people's feet to come to church. Then you have to pamper them. Come on now. You have to have the nurse bottle. You are not hearing me. Amen. I mean, you have to be always behind them to come to church. Ladies and gentlemen, from the moment I met God, nobody had to be behind me to come to church. I love the house of prayer. I love the saints of God. Always in church. Always praising God. That's what I love.
Thank
God for Pastor Marcus.
Yes.
But you all got to hold up his hand.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You're going to need your help, man.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Make sure you're in church every Sunday.
Yes.
If you can, you bring somebody with
yes.
you.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
You know what I did the other day in my church? We had what you call Fill Your Pew Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard of that nowhere. That originated with me. Fill Your Pew Sunday.
Right.
What's that? What's that? Where you sit, Sister Stephanie,
yes.
you have to fill that pew.
Yes, right.
Huh?
Amen.
The amount of people that came to church that Sunday, well, we offer some incentives to you.
Yes.
But the amount of people that came to church that Sunday, because everybody was trying to fill their pew. I say, if your pew just need one more, two more, that's what you got to get there. Mm-hmm. But this girl went out and she invited all these people. She couldn't even sit in her pew. Her pew was full, and the next one behind was, I mean, she got the prize. She brought a lot of people out there. Amen. Fill your pew Sunday. Invite somebody to church.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Another thing we told our people, which they're doing now, and help our attendance, is that on your birthday, whenever your birthday comes, we celebrate it at the church. But you bring all your friends and family. You invite all of them to come.
Mm-hmm.
We have some big crowds coming in there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because people going out and telling their sister, man, son, let me bought there. And they say, if you bring your family, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. And if you bring your friend and people on the job, people just coming out there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
To celebrate the birthday of a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To celebrate the birthday of a sister or a brother.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm trying all this out so you all could go work. Start working.
That's right, sir. Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Start working.
Yes.
And I'm saying all this to say, help him.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Help him.
That's right.
He's a good man. He need
yes.
help.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Help him build his church.
Yes.
Amen. This could be a great church
yes.
under this man.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We're going to be praying for you, brothers. We're going to hold you up in prayer at Calvary Baptist Tabernacle.
Amen.
God will bless you. Amen.
Amen.
And build this church for his glory.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Without fear or favor.
Amen.
They can't touch you unless
Amen.
I tell them touch you.
Oh.
Amen.
Anytime they touch you, they touch me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. International help.
Yeah.
Amen. It's impossible to please God.
Yeah.
Amen. You use your faith, you get your miracle.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to see everything.
Yeah.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
Amen. You just keep on calling on God.
Right.
Amen. And do the opposite of how you're feeling.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. You'll see, start seeing some progress. Amen. We thank God for that.
I've been praying for it.
Amen.
Sister Susan, was one of the ladies we've been praying for down east.
Amen. He's not out of the miracle working business. Amen.
Amen.
The matter of fact, the distribution center for miracles was over flood. Huh?
Amen.
If you receive it by faith, you will have it.
Yes.
Amen. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what kind of x-ray they showed you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. Amen. We thank God for what he has done and what he continues to do in the people of God.
Amen.
Amen. We can't, there's no way you're going to sit here and tell me that God isn't good.
Come on.
Hmm? No way.
No way.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't lie to me.
Amen.
Amen. I see you. I see. I know a little bit.
Yeah.
Amen. But the little bit I do know is evidence enough.
Come on.
Amen. If you in a, if you get caught in a crime scene, they start dusting for prints.
Oh, yeah.
And one of your fingerprints is in that crime scene.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to spill nothing, break no windows, or bust no door down. Your fingerprint is there.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
God got his fingerprint in your life.
Amen.
Amen. He's there.
Yes.
Jehovah what? Shammah.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the word. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A mother's faith. Man, I like that womb thing, though. Put it in the wound. Then he said, God don't need the wound.
Yeah.
He just barred it. Amen. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Coming in here showing out.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for his many blessings. Amen. You got to grab some nuggets when you just don't be in here for no reason now. Grab some.
Amen.
Amen. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We thank you for your love, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're a good father. Lord God, you take care of your children. Lord God, as we leave this place, not your presence, Lord God. Lord God, when we go to whatever place, Lord God, home, work, Lord God, or just in the community, Lord God, help us to hold on to your word and take your presence wherever we go. Minister to those who are outside this church in Jesus' name. Lord God, to encourage, lift up, Lord God, to present you, Lord. That they might know you, Lord God, as their Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to protect everyone, Lord God, as they go, Lord God, and bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.